Welcome to the Passive Aggressive Podcast, everyone. I'm comedian Bobby Ha, along with comedian Ben Rosenfeld to my left, and in the middle,
special guest,
again,
comedian, podcaster, radio show host, TJ Del Reno.
Oh, hi, everyone.
This is your third time on the show, right?
It is.
Second, isn't it?
No, third.
Third,
yeah.
Did
he's
I black
up there.
Out?
He's like, when a 100 show comes up, you have the most guest spots that's ever been here.
Did I black out during one of your appearances?
No, he's here three times.
I was here three times. First time, I just remember three times.
Yeah.
I remember this being your second.
No, third.
Okay.
First time I did it, I didn't know what to expect. And then you asked me again to come
on. Come on.
And then I was excited because I was like, because I liked the first time. And then this time again, I was like, ooh.
Yeah. So he still showed up late.
Yeah, I was very late.
Bobby was later because he was playing with his man stick, and now he's eating a meat stick.
I was fucking getting fucked, all kinds of shit over there. It was like a wild thing. Give a big shout out to the Boricua.
No. Bobby is literally dripping sweat from his neck. That's how.
Well, I still made over here. Well, we both had to come before I came over here.
Oh, God, why do you whisper?
We both had to shoot all of us, you know what I mean? And that's why I'm eating right now, because I'm hungry. You know, after you shoot, you get hungry.
Oh, my God. I don't think if I was ever...
When you're having sex with a girl, after you finish, don't you get hungry?
I get sleepy.
Yeah, I get sleepy.
And hungry, too, right?
No, I just want to go to sleep.
No, I get hungry.
Because my mind just shuts the hell up for a bit, and it's so nice.
No, but the thing is this. I do it for a lot longer than you. So I need to put the food back in the protein.
That's true.
You just expelled a lot of protein, so you need to get some.
Right, exactly.
Oh, God.
That's a science show.
If I ran somewhere, I don't think I could ever eat a hot piece of lamb on a stick if I was like out of breath. It's like drinking coffee after you run.
But then I had to run over here to get to the show. I didn't take my car and just parked my house, so I walked real fast because I wanted to get here as fast as I could for Ben.
Bobby had to run here so he'd be only 25 minutes late.
But that's not Ben. You've been late too, Ben. So
I've never been late because we tape it in my apartment.
No, but you had to, did you call and say, okay, can you come late? Everything's like that. You got to do this. You got to do that. And I've been very good.
Lately, you've been accommodating to me asking us to start a half hour earlier or later, a day in advance.
No, but and don't I show up on time all the time lately?
More or
so
less.
So what's today? I'm 25 minutes, like, big deal.
I was sitting the
center. I remember when I used to... Don't have your phone on during our show.
It's off. It's on silence. That was yours.
It's not mine. Mine don't sound like that. And I'll tell you another thing. Because our listeners out there, they want to know what's going on.
By the way, Bobby's just pointing with his meat stick at this point.
Yeah, with a shish kebab. It's like I'm down to the last two pieces of a shish kebab.
What is beeping?
Not mine.
It's not mine. My phone's off.
Well, being there as...
I think it was your phone.
Being as there's one person here who barely understands how technology works.
Sorry, Bobby's pager.
I still have those in my house.
Jesus Christ.
I'm not
How about
surprised.
This? When I was a kid, they didn't even have pages yet.
I remember
when it was just the phones on the wall.
When you were a kid, they didn't even have telegraphs yet.
No, they had it.
Oh, they had telegraphs.
Yeah.
The telegraph was just some guy with his meat stick.
Alexander Graham Bell.
Yeah.
I blew him.
Doing phone sex to the telegraph. Ooh, dot, dot, dash.
I did a good show the other night. I want to talk about the weekend. I did a good show with the Museum of Sex, the Alan Finn show.
I'm on it this week.
And with John Fugelsang. I'm a big fan of his.
Oh, you did the podcast.
With John Fugelsang, the guy from MTV, and he's doing a lot of stuff on television.
Right.
And he's an intellectual comedian, very political.
Yeah.
But he has a lot of views that I have. He's very liberal-minded. Right. Like, he tells people, like these religious people, because his father was a Franciscan brother and his mother was a nun.
Yeah.
And they left the orders to get married and have him, but he grew up with the Bible, so he read the Bible, so he realized there's a lot of stuff in the Bible that add up.
Were you on the whole time, or did you have segments?
They had segments. I was basically on the whole time.
That's good.
Once Bobby starts talking...
I was actually very good. I wasn't rude or anything, because I'm a big fan of his. I have a lot of respect for John Fugelsang.
Yeah.
I like his comedy. Very strong, intellectual comedy.
He's
a lot smarter than Ben.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, once Bobby gets next to a black stick, you're not going to pull him away for a while.
But I think, it's a good show. The Week in Sex, I think.
Yeah, it's a great show. They have a big audience there. It was crowded and it was packed.
Yeah, it's good.
And it was good guests. Yeah, John Fugelsang, the guy Sutton, who has the rock and roll station. Yeah. He's a great guy, too. And they had this porn star. She was, a little wild.
Yeah, he gets a porn star every week.
He does.
Yeah, and I was throwing a little quips in there.
I mean, Bobby's an unofficial porn star.
It's not mine.
It's not mine.
It's coming from that side.
It's not. Look, it's coming from there, Ben.
I hear it. It's coming from your pocket, look. Bobby.
Is it your phone?
Yeah.
Yeah. Told you.
I got more messages than fucking all kinds of people. The guy just banged everything.
He said,
I had fun. Looking forward to next time.
Oh, my
God. Yeah.
There you go. Now you know how, like, straight relationships are supposed to wait a day or two before texting? I guess that's not the case.
No. We don't even wait 5 seconds before fucking. We start fucking
them. They text each other right after they come.
After we come, we go, hey, how you doing? What's your name?
What's your name?
Yeah. And that's only if you had a good time.
So you had fun?
Yeah.
It's that podcast, it's starting to get huge. And my friend Katie Holler used to do it. Yeah.
The Weekend Sex?
Huh?
The Weekend Sex?
Yeah.
That was a great, great show.
Yeah.
I'm on the comedy show of that on Thursday night. Oh, yeah? They have, like, the podcast Sunday and then a comedy show Thursday.
Does he do it every week?
I believe so.
Yeah, he started to do it every week now.
Where does he do it?
At
the Museum of Sex.
Oh, he does it there.
Yeah, we had a whole big audience and everything. They loved it.
Oh. Yeah, it's getting
I will be doing my scientific semen jokes for that one that I don't usually pull out.
That's disgusting. Ooh. Why could you talk about something like that on a show?
Oh my God.
There's nice, decent people, tourists, everything there, and you want to throw your filth, your science filth at people. My goodness. I've never heard such things before.
I really feel like a mediator when I come on.
No, I feel like it's shocking to the nice people out there. He wants to do some kind of scientific sperm jokes.
I like how your glasses make you look like Neo from The Matrix. They're really cool.
Thank you.
All right, this has been good banter. Let's get to some topics.
Fuck, disgusting this guy.
First topic, big topic. The Daily Show of Jon Stewart has announced its replacement,
Trevor Noah.
Yeah,
comedian from South Africa. I guess he's done a couple segments on the show.
I'm a big fan of his.
Yeah, I think
I had no idea who he was until it was.
No, I've seen him on Jon Stewart, and I also once he announced it, I went on YouTube.
Yeah,
and so he was also on Daniel LaBelle's show. Dave LaBelle is a friend of ours from Comical Radio. Now he has the, what's the name of the show he has in L.A. now? The Philosophers.
No, Modern Day
Philosophers.
I love
it. And he gets great guests, Danny.
Yeah.
He put me in his top 10 on Comical Radio of all time.
Danny was, he's follow him on Twitter, man. I love Danny.
You know who used to be his intern over there? Schultz. Andrew Schultz is doing very well now. He was the intern there.
Yep, so did I.
Oh, you was the intern there too?
I did it for, because I was friends with Iacono and Danny. They were my boys, so like. Yeah.
Because I've seen him a while. I like the guy.
I didn't intern. What I did was I was like, hey, I'll help you guys out. Throw me on the radio when people are off. And what happened was this whole thing is every time Katie would call out, I forgot who would replace her, but they would have
the blonde girl.
Yeah, she would replace her. So then I got annoyed because I was like, Danny, listen, if you're going to have me help you out, when there's a spot open on the radio, just...
I like Katie.
Yeah, I was like, I love Katie. I'm like, put me on the radio, because I'm doing this work for no... Like, I'm helping you out for no reason. Then he would literally talk down to me as an intern. And then I was like, Danny, I'm friends with you, and we started... Like, I'm friends with you. Comedically, we're the same level, and I'm friends with you. Like, don't treat me like... And it just got to a point where I was like, I can't...
Well, I didn't like, you know, what happened. Me and Danny...
So you don't have Comical Radio as a cred, I hear.
No, let me tell you what happened with me and him. Danny used to call at 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm home sleeping. Yeah. Also, I get a phone call. It's Danny LaBelle. He goes, Bobby, he's all drunk with some girl. The boy goes, tell the girl that, because you're gay and I'm a friend, that I'm friendly to gay people. I'm a nice guy.
I love Danny.
How many homophobic slurs do you think he had said by that point in order to need that vouch?
About 10. And I'm and now I'm just waking up and I go, you fucking asshole, you fat motherfucker.
Yeah.
Get the fuck off the phone. Yeah. So he did it after the second time. I told him, that's it. I did a show like 11 times.
Yeah.
So I didn't see Danny for a long time after that. All of a sudden, somebody tells me one day, he says, you know, you was in the top 10 of all time of the Danny LaBelle show, the Comical Radio. And, you know, they had me and great guest on there.
Yeah.
I was on the time with George Carlin. And I says...
First and only time you'll hear Bobby Haha and George Carlin in the same sentence.
Yes, let me tell you something. No, who else was there? The guy from the what's the show? McFarlane or something? He made the Family Guy and everything?
Seth MacFarlane.
And I said, I banged him on the show. I said, I banged everybody. He kind of got upset by it. Then he goes, you're not going to get any voiceover work there. I said, I'm not going to get no voiceover work for the guy anyway. So what am I worried about? But I think because the guy's a closeted gay.
Yeah.
But I didn't know that. I said, I banged Chris Iacono too. And Danny too. Who could bang Danny? You have to have a 47-inch penis. He's so big.
He's a big dude. If you guys, if you want to tweet Danny, it's D-A-N-N-Y.
Yeah, then you can see Trevor Noah.
Yeah, L-O-B-E-L-L. Danny Lopez.
So what happened was somebody told me, he says, yo, Bobby, they put you in the top 10 over there on Comical Radio. I said, get out of here. Me and Danny don't even get along. So I look online. I say, yeah, he put a whole bunch of stuff. Bobby is this mafia type guy who likes to sit back and watch the Super Bowl while Chinese boys are blowing him. He's a great guest.
That should be your Adam for Adam profile too.
Listen,
I like to sit back and let you.
No, I don't. See, I respect for people. I respect for people, Ben. I don't treat people like animals. I treat people like human beings. Okay, and I thought it was nice, so I called Danny.
Yeah,
and I said, Danny, thank you. He goes, for what? I said, well, you put me at the top of all time. You gave me a nice line there and everything. He goes, well, you're funny. And now we've been friends again ever since.
I miss him.
No, I like Danny.
Yeah, he's the best.
And look at the guests he gets on his show.
Dude,
nobody gets better guests than
this
guy.
He would kill it in New York with a comical man. He's just a...
Yeah.
Danny's what I like to call very driven and a go-getter, because he would approach...
Anyone. Like a George Carlin. Anyone. Everybody.
He's
he was every great comedian.
But then he would also...
On Modern Day Philosophy.
But then he would also...
Blow it till we...
Oh, then Danny would also... You knew Danny, right?
A little bit?
No. He would also...
Ruin it.
Extremely self-destructive.
Yeah.
So he would... Because he was like... What was great about Danny was... If he thought it was funny...
He was like...
I'm like, Danny, Gary Goldman's gonna fucking kill you if you do this shit. And Danny's like, whatever.
Whatever, and he does it.
And he would go do it, and then he'd be like, well... He would start all these... He was brilliant when it came to, like...
Getting guests.
Oh, just
he
getting
still does.
And getting controversy.
He gets the best of the best guests. Always. Yeah. And I give a lot of credit for that. It's hard to do that.
What is our Twitter? Passive Aggressive Podcast?
The PA Pod. THEPAPOD.
Go on.
Speaking of controversy, Trevor Noah, a new host of The Daily Show,
has hit some
controversy.
Yes, he did. I'll read the tweets. The PA Pod?
The PA Pod. THEPAPOD.
Yeah, I never heard about this yet, the controversy.
Apparently, he had some...
I'll read them.
TJ will read them, then we'll weigh in.
What, poor taste?
They weren't even that bad, in my opinion. But and some people are claiming it's anti-Semitic.
Yeah, so, well, here's the...
Well, I'm anti-Semitic when it comes to you.
Well, that's just because you hate me as a person, not the Jewish people.
Yeah, I think the Jewish people hate you, too, that you're one of them.
Okay, so, here's the thing. Here's the thing about
this. They try to sell you to the Catholics.
Here's the thing about all this stuff that I need to... The problem with talking about this is, we're going to defend it, but it's also... I don't want to fuel the fire of, like, this shit.
We'll read the tweet and we'll decide what we feel about it.
Okay, so it's like, almost bumped a Jewish kid crossing the street. He didn't look before crossing, but I still would have felt so bad in my German car. There's nothing...
It's not a big deal.
A big deal. Is it the best joke in the world?
No.
But it's not funny.
It's not funny, but it's not hateful.
But you go to any of our Twitter...
It's not a hateful... Yeah, it's not a hateful
You go to any of our Twitter feeds...
That was not hateful
get whatsoever. Lots of... Things
right,
that are,
that's not even close to being hateful.
You could see how that was an attempt at
a joke, and it didn't work. It bombed. That's
how you learn.
Right, that bombed, that joke.
Yeah,
okay.
And then it's like, oh yeah, the weekend. People are going to get drunk and think that I'm sexy. Fat chicks everywhere. That's a fat chicks.
Why is that?
People say that. A lot of people say that. Because now all of a sudden fat people get offended. Don't fucking eat.
Is that the most original? Probably not.
No, but I'm saying it's a lot. Everybody's too politically correct these days.
Only when someone gets someone, then they try to bring them down. It's so
stupid. It's like, here's the whole thing. It's like why? Then there's a thing in this.
It's something about rappers and Jews or someone. The thing is,
someone's like, oh, Comedy Central should have researched it. Like, who? Number one, it's social. It's social media. Who cares? You know they. And Bobby's right. You know they researched them, and it's also a comedy channel. If you don't,
and they have morals clauses when they sign these contracts, these guys.
Yeah, and it's like if you don't. And here's the thing that I take with
he was well vetted. I'll bet.
Yeah,
very well vetted by John Stewart himself. They're not putting no clown up there.
No, John Stewart had to be the one that was like this.
To make the decision.
It's the number one. They're jokes. Number two, if you don't think it's funny, then don't think.
And he's half white, half black from South Africa. He was there during apartheid. He grew up. His mother and father couldn't walk down the street together.
But then that leads the whole thing to like them.
No, but I'm saying, he's just making a joke. He's not. It wasn't hateful.
No, they're not. I mean, they're
like
just
it's hateful
dumb.
When I tell Ben, you filthy Jew, I want to kill you.
And
to him, it's hateful.
Yeah, and then
not
someone,
to the good Jewish people.
Someone else wrote a
like
comment.
The 99.9% Jewish people are great, and you got this guy.
Yeah, there was a comment by someone that is a writer for SNL that I know who's really funny. And he goes, he's like, I don't think we could judge someone 6 years in comedy over 5 tweets.
Right.
So like, if these are 5 bombing tweets out of 6 years of material,
we all have a bunch of
We all have shit that sucks.
No, I don't.
If you tweet 10,000.
I know, I don't tweet.
Yeah, Bobby doesn't. Oh, but you should.
He doesn't know how technology works.
Yeah, you should.
If you write 5,000 tweets and someone goes through all 5,000, you're going to find 5 that are in questionable taste.
Well, yours, they found 5,000 that suck.
Yeah, it's like, I'm looking at like 6. There's 6 I'm looking at. It's like 6 out of whatever. It's like, who cares? You shoot, you miss sometimes.
And I
shot and missed one time. I hit the guy in the eye.
If you could at least see the attempt at the joke, then you can't. Yeah, if he had 5,000 tweets where the punchline was the Jews, probably a problem.
I get it. Yeah, I would get it. Yeah.
But if it's like 5 or 6, whatever, it's like
he's a comedian. Guys,
people love this fake outrage bullshit. That's all it is.
Well, they live for it because we're all comics.
Outrage. Porn.
We're all comics, all three of us. And none of it, and we all do shows. We all get
well, I don't think all three of us are comics.
But I'm saying, like, we shouldn't. There's a thing with comedians that, there's a thing with comedians that, like, you shouldn't.
They're supposed to go and cross lines.
Yes, yeah, just do it.
So what you got to do.
If you don't think it's funny, don't laugh and just ignore it.
Exactly. I mean, people even pay to come and hear my bullshit.
But here's the thing about everything that the three of us do, this podcast included, it's like if we're just riffing and just doing, it's like the same thing with that frat
video.
If
one of us got to host a Daily Show and someone went through all 97 podcasts,
yeah.
Me and Bobby would be in a whole social outrage.
Well, Bobby, I'm producing a show coming up soon. You know, I got the pilot getting ready to shoot it. I couldn't even put myself on the show.
Why?
Because I know my reputation.
See what I mean? But, like, you shouldn't have to worry about that shit.
No, because, it's a nice family-oriented show. I'd rather have somebody that's family-oriented for that.
Makes sense. But, I mean, it's like... As comics, I just don't understand. It's just like with people, I don't like sports. I don't like sports. I think there's a lot of things wrong with sports. I don't like anything about it. I don't like
the violence. And we don't like you either.
Exactly. I don't like the violence. I don't like all the fucking money that goes into all that garbage. I don't like how much they do commercials. I don't know how much they get paid. I don't give a shit about any of their stuff. But I'm not going
to
act.
Well, it's all the program. I don't. You know this, when sports are made to program people to go into the military.
Yeah.
Instead of telling the parents, oh, we want your kid to get physically fit, so just in case we want to fight a war one day, they have sports teams against other teams, and you have your teams, you get the team spirit against the other team, and then later on it becomes country and person. Believe me, it's got scientific stuff to it.
I'm not jumping into denying him, actually.
Think about that.
You're not wrong, Bobby. They have done psychological studies where it'll be literally like, hey, do you like painting A or painting B?
Yikes.
And then they'll, like, you ask 20 people, and then they group them and tell them that, hey, the people in your group all like the same painting, and the other people didn't like the other one. Then they'll have, like, you can give them $1 or $2 or whatever, and people are more generous with their in-group, even when it's a completely arbitrary group. And they'll lie to the subjects, and it'll actually be... They mix the groups of who liked painting A and B, but them thinking it was the same.
Well, that's how they get nationalism.
Yeah.
By these sports teams and everything, by your team. You got to be your team against the other team. It's one against the other, and also physical fitness. So if they need them for that, then they already have the team spirit type of thing, so they're going to feel that way for the country where they pull they do the national anthem before the games and all that shit to get them to the national spirit. But that's basically what it is. Just like school. You don't need 12... periods of...
It's factory learning to take instructions to take instructions.
No, it's to take instructions from people so you don't ask questions. You're not a free thinker. They don't want free thinkers. They want robots that just do the work and pay the banks their bills and keep getting in debt so they can keep you in debt for the rest of your life.
But the one thing I would point
out... Just consume. That's the way you do. Consume.
Yeah. The one thing I'd point out, Bobby, though, is sports is actually a good... distraction from nationalism. Like, professional sports leagues really took off, in the 60s or 70s, once television kicked in? And there's been fewer world conflicts since then, because people can focus on the Yankees versus the Red Sox.
Listen, not in the
America
United States.
Versus Vietnam.
Do you know
it's a distraction that's healthier than other things like nationalism, although you could take that structure and get more soldiers.
Well, here's the deal about the United States of America. Out of 240 years, whatever we've been in existence, like 220 of them have been in wars.
Most countries.
No, not most countries. There's a lot of countries that went 100 years even without wars. We are in wars. We're the youngest country with the most wars. It's unbelievable. Mm. We're always in a war.
I believe that would make like a UFC star if countries were UFC fighters.
It's like that, but we're a big UFC fighter right now.
He's 22 years old. He's been in 400 matches, undefeated.
Undefeated.
Two TKOs, but those don't count.
Half our wars are all, like, not warranted, like the Iraq thing. Weapons of mass destruction.
Well, it's also
we're going into countries, but we tell them they can't have nukes, and we can't have that. But, we got tons of them. We can blow up the whole world many times over. We got leaves and all kind of shit.
But we're the good guys.
Yeah, we're the good guys,
yeah.
That's why people want to put bombs in themselves and walk into buildings and kill us because we're so great and nice.
Yeah, we're the good guys. I mean, I think the point I was getting at was, like,
I don't like sports, but I'm not, like, I just don't want
to. Well, that's because you can't play it because you're a midget, too.
And I'm too short to play.
Let him finish his thought.
No, that's it. I can't insult him. I don't.
Peter Dinklage. He looks up to Peter Dinklage.
I just don't like. It's like, I just think the bottom line is if you don't like it, then don't. Why do we need a squeaky clean Daily Show hook? Why do we need a squeaky clean comedian? It's like, go eat shit. You don't like it, don't watch.
And they don't even care. It's people are bored at work in their shitty, miserable office
job. They have nothing
better
to do.
They have nothing to do. They're going to get outraged at this for 2 days. Then they're going to find something else and move on. No one ever
calls. Guys. But I said, he's a little person. But I didn't say him or Peter Dinklage were midgets. I wouldn't say that.
No.
Okay. Like, we're not going to talk about
I'm politically correct. I never said you. I had him for the 12 o'clock toss on Fridays. I never said that.
Well, for you, it would be a salad toss.
Not his salad, buddy. That's a rotten salad. There, yeah, I do that, you know the toss I'm talking about.
Yeah, people just get worked up, and then they move on to the next topic. Like, we're not going to talk about this next week.
Yeah, we did it. We hit it.
Because it's in the social media.
I just think it's dumb. It's just another thing of, like, it's like, then don't let the ratings speak. Have them be the host. If it doesn't work, and this is, I hear this on Opie Radio, I listen to them with Jim Norton. Jim had a good point for it. Norton was like, let him do the, he does it with anyone that has to apologize to the people like, oh, I shouldn't have said this. It's like, let him do the show. If people stop watching, fire him.
Right.
Instead of this date in panic and they're like, fired. This kid isn't even started yet. You're already ruining, like, he's 32 years old.
Yeah.
He's a young comic who Bobby said is like smart and funny.
He's very good.
You're already going to ruin
I watch his, I watch his on YouTube and I enjoyed it. It was very funny. It was pretty, you know.
But you're already going to ruin this guy's fucking career.
He's very intelligent. First of all, he's a guy from South Africa. He comes to America and he's only been doing comedy 6-7 years and he's making it to the Daily Show.
But he's only been doing 7 years? Ah, to go fuck himself.
Listen, I give him a lot of credit.
Yeah. But I think they're ruining this young guy's career over and over.
He's not going to ruin his career. He's going to make it. He's going to probably do well on the show.
I hope he does.
Everyone Jon Stewart put in there so far has to look at, what's his name? Steven,
Yeah, but Comedy Central's a bunch of fucking.
No, they moved him to CBS.
No, I know, but Comedy Central.
Look what he did. All these other guys that went to the show, what's the guy's name that got the show on HBO now?
John Oliver
has got a successful show. A lot of his
Stewart's fucking brilliant. No, but he's had talent.
He put some great talent in there as correspondents.
Carell.
And they all ended up doing well. The other tall guy that was on there, he's in a lot of movies now.
Rob Hubel.
Not Rob Hubel, he's good too.
Rob Corddry. I mean, Michael Che's hosting.
No, Corddry. Michael Che, I like Michael Che. He's a good guy too.
He was on there.
Stewart knows what he's doing. John, he's definitely going to fuck this up.
He did it for 16 years. Yeah. And I'd rather listen to most people, even the president was on his show. Here's a guy, most people get their news from him instead of these phony news shows.
I would watch the Daily Show. Yeah. I'd watch.
He's more honest than watching Fox or CNN.
And it's just ridiculous. Like, who cares? These aren't hate. And then it's been like, he's fat shaming. It's like, you know, shut up.
So what?
Shut up.
If you don't want to do fat shamed, go start a diet.
Yeah. Why is fat shaming a thing?
Why is shaming anything? Who cares?
Right.
Grow up.
So there's one thing I saw the other day.
Children.
No, I saw a tweet the other day on a thing. I want to bring this up. Ari Shaffir, the comedian.
Ari Shaffir.
Okay. I kind of like this comedy.
That was more anti-Semitic than Trevor's tweet.
Okay, but I kind of like the guy's comedy. But then the girl said something. He said something about a girl that she's an aggravating girl with one arm and fat and smelly. But he mentioned her name. And she's a comedian.
Yeah.
That's kind of not right.
Ari Shaffir mentioned
a girl's name on the show, on the Comedy Central. And the girl, she gave a good answer, though. She just says, it's not nice to, you know, do things like that, but she didn't say nothing, like, attack him back.
Yeah.
But she was appalled by it. She mentioned the name, said the girl has one arm. She does have one arm, but that's not the thing. And he said she's annoying, and she smells that fat smell, this and that. I think that's pretty, like, over the line by mentioning her name. Just say a comedian. Yeah. You don't gotta say the girl's first and last name.
I think that, to me, that is like...
That's a personal attack.
Yeah, like, if I could be devil's advocate, like, that...
That's a personal attack.
Like, if someone needs to apologize, if you need to do it, which I don't like the apologies, I think it's garbage.
Apologies are...
It's stupid.
No, that was saying the name. Like, if I was doing my show, I'd just talk about the Russian Jew guy that sucks.
Yeah.
I would never mention Ben Roosevelt's name.
But no, Bobby's right. Like, I don't think he needs to say her name. You say it with...
No, I thought that was kind of insulting. Like, that's, you know, on television.
Not on television.
Mention some girl's name who's a comic who's struggling to get going, and she's only got one arm. The girl, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and she's heavy.
Right.
Right?
Well, I guess she is, but I don't look at girls like that. I look at them as a human being.
You don't look at girls at all.
No, I look at them as human beings. I have a lot of respect for the women. That's why, because all you guys are so disrespectful, that's why I abuse you.
Oh my god. I love how it comes from you, Bobby, you're the most aggressive, manliest man I've ever met in my whole life. And that's when you're like...
What? What's
you boys are fucking pigs! You boys are pigs!
You are! I was fucking disguised! Sorry, I'm late! I had him pump in his ass before he left!
I never talk nasty like that. I never. I never say such things. I never put my sex life out in the street.
So
what
do you think? You think it's not... Yeah, I don't think...
I thought that was kind of bad. That's a personal attack. You shouldn't do, unless you told the person first, look, I'm gonna mention
you
your name.
Names in
what
front
a joke.
You do it in private.
But you don't say it on Comedy Central.
Yeah, you just don't do it. Whatever. I don't really know the dude, so whatever.
No, I don't know. I thought he was pretty funny. This one time I watched him on the Comedy Central. But then when I saw that, I said...
What did he do? It was
a Comedy Central show. Well, he has a show on Comedy Central. And
he does now?
Yeah. Oh, it was a special, whatever, but he has a show on there. I think it's a weekly show with different stand-ups.
Oh,
and he's the host.
Is it the nightly? Oh, he was the host?
It comes on once a week or whatever. But that's kind of going overboard there. Mentioning the girl's name. Man, she's struggling to get going, and he's saying, oh, she's annoying. And then she's got one arm, just in case you want to know which girl it is. And she had a first and last name. Then she said, and she has that disgusting fat smell, like underneath.
Maybe he got her a
bunch of camp.
Maybe he did it on purpose to get her.
No, I don't think he did it on purpose. I don't think it was because the girl was like, she didn't say anything bad against him, but even though it's probably going to help her career.
Yeah, that's what I was
but saying. Still, he just thought it would be funny, I guess, because she has one arm to say something about a one arm person with the fat, so you couldn't wash underneath. He says, maybe that's why she doesn't wash underneath, because the one arm thing. Yeah. So he's trying to make a joke out of it. Maybe he didn't really think it was going to be that bad.
Well,
I mean,
it's the whole aiming down versus aiming up thing. Like if you're taking shots at people that are like worse off than you versus better off. That's
right.
It's also because maybe our
well, I take shots at you. You're worse off than me.
I mean, I don't know the guy, but maybe he's a socially enough fucking nerd that was never popular, and now all of a sudden people are listening to him. And he's
right,
like,
exactly.
Well, when a nerd gets power, and they're like, "Yeah, you pig," and it's like.
Right.
You know, you're
I remember when I gave Ben his job on the show. First, he was just going to be the IT guy.
Yeah.
Then I said, like, 5 minutes later, I made him a partner. Me and Mike said, yeah, we're going to make him a partner. Now he fired Mike. He's trying to get me out. He's unbelievable.
I know.
That's what happens. You're a nerd. You're right. The nerds get the little power, man.
Fucking nerd.
You know why? Because they were picked on by guys like me in school. But I never picked on people. I always looked out for the nerdy guys.
I
was kind of a nerd, too. I'm pretty smart in school.
Yeah.
But the thing is this. Ben, though, got picked on a lot in Russia.
Yeah. Yeah. I was left alone.
Were you?
More or less.
Yeah, because he's a weirdo.
I'm sure.
He has that serial killer thing going on.
You know,
you fuck with me, and I'll tie you up. And
might not have had a lot of friends, but people generally left me alone.
Right. He's got that thing going.
Well, I don't know. So I don't know Ari personally, in my opinion.
I don't know the guy, but maybe that's what he was trying to make a joke.
Maybe it's the things that you pat, like those comics that just, they're not funny being, like we can riff and have fun, but some comics aren't funny like this, and then they panic, and they just be mean.
Even if you're good, if you're good off the cuff, sometimes you can, if it's off the cuff, it comes.
Well, it's not just comedy shows not off the cuff. They have to see it first before you say it.
Yeah, and then that too.
It's all censored, all that stuff.
Oh, comedy shows, they're not getting, they're not what they used to be.
No.
They're getting very mainstreamy, like, I'm so sorry!
Right,
it's like,
very politically correct.
Yeah, it's like
bullshit.
You used to, if you're the comedy network, that's why, like, there's going to be another comedy network coming out probably soon that's going to be, like, home of, like, yo, let's comedy. And people are like, I don't like, oh, well, don't like it. We should start it.
Comedy Satellite.
Fuck yeah. Yeah!
Or you know what?
Central.
I'm trying to think of the opposite
like
word.
No. Comedy Central?
I'll start a show, but I'm with
comedy
you guys.
Isolation.
If I want to start a funny show, it won't be with you two.
Let's call it the Laugh Network.
I'll go get Mike Becky on again.
Beck won't come back.
Yes, he will. Me and Beck without this guy this time.
Yeah, good luck getting it on air with the technical specifications.
Do you think you're not the only geek, my friend?
I'm the only geek that can tolerate you.
That's true, yeah. These 95 episodes in with me here.
Oh my god.
This is the 95th, right?
Oh my god.
4 or 5, I forget.
Yeah, are you coming back for the 100th?
Yeah, I'll come back.
Yeah, this is a big day. We're going to have food and everything here.
I love doing this.
Oh, Bobby's bringing food?
I'll bring food. I don't get it. No, I'll bring food.
All right, let's get to some more news topics. Because
jerky.
more meat sticks. We don't, no meat sticks for us, Bobby.
Oh, I got a big meat stick.
Oh, boy.
No, I'm buying it to deli. What are you talking about?
The German air crash from last week. More information coming out about the pilot. Apparently he was suicidal. I guess his girlfriend dumped him. And he had
previously
practiced crashing a plane into the Alps in the simulator.
And that's the kind of guy you want to give a job to as a pilot.
Yeah, wait, what do you mean? Where's the simulator? Was it at home?
Or like, the flight simulator. That was for the airlines when he was training.
I mean, here's the poor...
When he was training, no one saw him crashing a plane.
But they might have thought he was doing it as a joke or something. They don't know.
A joke!
Here's the poor joke that'll get me in trouble when I get a TV show. Hell? Let me make it so that I can...
Yeah.
The poor joke is Germans are so fucking well orderly that even they even practice their crashes.
Oh my God.
He was doing cuts of 3 years later. We're gonna have to apologize when someone listened to
us. Ben, you're never gonna get to be the host of any deli show or anything, so don't worry about it.
The
Ben.
The deli show?
Yeah, the deli show. Maybe the deli show. You can talk about cold cuts.
What do you think?
I'll be hosting a show in New Delhi, India. How about that?
No, they wouldn't even take you there.
Well, what do you say? There's like, hey, excuse me, how would you crash the plane? And they're like, no, you don't want to crash the plane. Yeah, but if I wanted to crash the plane, how would I crash it? No, Klaus, you don't want to crash the plane.
Would I accelerate or not?
Do I just do the nose down or if you go too fast? And someone explained to him a good way to crash the plane. No, if you go too fast...
I want to crash the plane for the German people!
Oh, it's so crazy. That's what he did. He did it because his girlfriend dumped him. Like, you're such a piece of shit.
No, that's a good reason.
Here's the thing.
I can understand if you get your girlfriend a comped flight, she's on the airplane, and then you crash it out of spite. Right. I can get
But what if she had a snapping pussy?
I don't advocate it, but I can understand that much.
Ben, what if she had a snapping pussy?
What is a snapping pussy?
A pussy just snaps on your dick and it milks it good.
Woo!
Good snapping pussy, man. You got a girl with a snapping pussy.
Well, that's but Ben.
That might make you do that.
But Ben is a point. Like, I would wait till she was.
Well, that's what if you're really gonna do it the right way. That's the way to do it.
That would make sense because you could take both of you out. Why would you kill yourself and how many?
And it's 100 something innocent people. Innocent people that didn't dump them.
Which is true.
I mean, sure, most
of them. And what if he killed a girl and she had a snapping pussy? Somebody that was waiting for her in Cologne or wherever else she was going. That guy's going to miss out on the snapping pussy. Now he's going to kill him.
Guys, Bobby's right.
It's like the butterfly effect of pissed off pilots.
Yeah, I hate it.
No, it's like if you see like 100 gay guys dancing in a festival over here in New York, 20,000 guys in Afghanistan would die from that.
What?
Yeah.
That
the butterfly effect.
Oh. Okay.
If they're dancing over here...
I mean, maybe for airplane safety, every pilot needs to get a blowjob before taking the pilot deck. Maybe that'll help.
Like, how bad of this... Like, even if she...
Or maybe give a blowjob.
But even if she had a good pussy, like, how long did they date? Why would you kill 150 people? I guess he did it because he thought
people... He wanted to go out with, a big, famous...
Maybe he did it to make her look like an asshole, because he's like, you did this to me?
Yeah, that kind of mean. Like, you would do that, I can see in your mind...
If he killed himself, no one would care. I'm going to be like,
Because if your girlfriend did it to you right now, she left you. You wouldn't care, because you got dumped a lot of times already.
Yeah, I mean,
you got pretty thick skin about it.
Yeah, I went through a bad, which is, I hate talking about it, because looking back,
it was no, you can
bad.
Talk about it.
But I went through a horrible breakup where I was very depressed, which I've never been depressed in my life, and I was devastated, but I would never...
I've had that.
Yeah, I wouldn't go in a comedy club and bomb with a jacket.
No.
I mean, I'll bomb normally. Just like that did.
Right. You wouldn't really bomb the audience, you know what I mean?
That joke bombs like that
poor German guy. Just like the joke.
But I mean, why would you... I guess he did it so people are like, well, this is your fault, you did this to me. It's like...
Yeah, that's what I think he was going for.
But it's clear he's mentally ill, so no one's like, that woman, we should charge her with murder.
Yeah. They're like, oh my God, Tina, what did you do? It's like, why didn't you just stay with him? It's like...
I wonder if, like, her new dating profile is like, my pussy's so good, a guy will kill 150 people for it.
Oh, yeah, that's a good snapping pussy. Everybody wants that now. I might go over there to Germany to try to get some of that.
Why would he crash the plane with the sim? Why would they let him do it? Wouldn't they think it's weird when he kept trying to find the exact good way to crash a plane? They'd be like, you're supposed to keep the plane in the air. Oh, I know. No, but you crashed.
And the pilot was, they said, was really trying to desperately, he had an axe and everything, trying to break in, and he couldn't get in there. He was trying to save the people.
It seems like from now on, co-pilots are going to have to pee in jars in, like, hospital containers.
Let me tell you something.
I'm saying because you can't trust your.
It's not that it happened once. There's 8 zillion flights a day. It happened one time.
Bobby's right about that.
You know, it's not like it's happening every day.
Yeah, but everyone overreacts because it's such a big incident. Whereas there's a billion car crashes that people die. No one cares.
They should have a camera in the cockpit. On TVs, so we can watch what's going on.
And then the computer can take control of the flight.
How will the pilots get beaches from the flight attendants?
Well, looks like someone's shitting the birthday cake and no one's going to eat it. So
no, but the thing is this. They have computers that can take over the flight. Yeah, land the plane themselves.
Yeah, I guess I don't know how the plane was. I guess you could turn the system off.
You could have the system turned on to... like a drone, and where they could pilot the plane from the ground somewhere.
But now the drone can be hacked by someone, and then they can crash the plane in.
Exactly. So yeah, but they wouldn't be able to do it that quickly.
Law of unintended consequences.
No, but I'm just saying, that would be the best way, because you can't stop co-pilots. There's a million flights a day. Let's get real. It happened once.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. I think the lesson is just women shouldn't dump men.
I think they should.
I don't think so. I think that's the lesson. I think you women should understand that men are powerful creatures that have the ability to murder, and if you...
Oh, some women do. You should have dated Warmus, Carolyn Warmus.
Who was that?
The serial killer?
That? Oh, okay, good. I thought it was like a woman you...
She was the woman serial killer that got executed down in Florida. They made that movie about her?
Women serial killers, they poison because it's more...
Monster?
Yeah. My friend was in that movie. He was the first guy that got killed. Lee Turgidson was in that movie. He was the first guy that she killed was him.
Did she poison him?
No, she shot him, stabbed him, or something.
She looked him in the eye like a man.
She killed him like a man. Usually women poison.
Not like Ben does. He kills him from behind.
Ben kills him.
He uses a garrote, and he...
I kill him with kindness.
Yeah, he does.
That's what I call my baseball bat, kindness.
He stole that from somebody. I remember that one with the baseball bat.
I think that's the bottom line. It's just like, if you're going to dump someone... Make sure they don't do that. They can't do, you know, like if you dump someone, break up with them and stay.
You don't say that because you're gonna get dumped soon, probably. But
probably
like me, I get dumped all the time.
Probably
people can only take so much, Bobby Hart.
an hour a week is the
listen. People can only take so much, Bobby Hart. I know that, and I don't care. But I get a lot of action anyway, so I keep rotating.
I like how Bobby never thinks to just tone it down, so maybe he can be in like a committed, healthy relationship.
Look, I tell you something honestly.
I got no self-control. I can't. This is what I do.
I can't. I talk 24 hours a day. And sometimes more.
Nice Yogi Bear.
Listen, can I tell you something? I'm not saying that. I'm having sex. I could be talking about like what we're talking about now.
Yeah.
The fight in Germany.
Jesus Christ.
If I didn't have some rules, Bobby would be having sex with someone while we do the show.
The only reason you can do that, Bobby, is because most of the people you fuck can't speak English and they think you're... No,
how about this? I'm not going to say even the guys with today. A very good university. Very good. Very smart person. Most of the guys that go out with a lot more educated than you and Ben.
I mean, PhDs, doctors. Is all just proof that smart people make dumb decisions.
No, smart people know who to sleep with. Because I'm good for the shack. But then you get rid of me right after that. You're going to run out of the house.
Bobby, the world's oldest cabana boy. Next topic. This transitions. Indiana passed that law last week.
The sex law, the religious fact.
Religious freedom that lets public businesses, any business...
Discriminate against gays or anybody.
On the
religious freedom. Thing, yeah, by saying, you're religious.
I can't, like, they would be like, I can't sell Bobby condoms because I know he's a fag. And that bothers my religion.
I'm going to whip your ass.
Well, they would say it. I was giving an example.
No,
the people that would use that law would definitely...
No, they wouldn't. Not to me, they wouldn't. They might do it to you.
I don't see what's so bad about the law.
They might do that to you. They ain't calling me no fag. I'll beat their ass.
Yeah. I think it's...
And then I'll rape them.
What do you think, Bobby? Oh, Jesus.
And then if they beat my ass, they got to rape me. Either way, I win.
Oh, my God. What do you think about that law?
Recycle your act into the show.
That's not my act, dude. That's an old joke of mine. It's doing Bobby Hart. I got to throw a little Bobby Hart in there.
Oh, my God.
No, but what I think is... Who gives a fuck? It's Indiana. I'm not going there.
Yeah.
What do I want to go to Indianapolis for?
That's just disappointing that in 2015...
No, because they passed gay marriage there. So that's why this governor tried to counter with this, but it's a big backlash. Everyone's going against them. They stop funding things. other states are saying they're not going to send tourists there. And a lot of, so they're going to be really losing out financially. I mean,
it's just,
I think they're going to repel this.
It's a hateful thing. Like, here's the thing about that shop owner. It's like, if you don't want to do that, then just fucking
But the governor, they did it sneaky on the down low.
It should have never went to a fucking governor. But it's like if you're gay and you want a wedding cake and you go there and the guy's like, we don't do that. Call the guy a piece of shit and leave.
Right.
Go to another bakery.
Go to the next bakery.
On Twitter, yeah. Get the social outrage. People will be upset for 2 days.
Oh, right, just go spend your money somewhere else where the people are going to like you.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like, I'm not defending that fucking jerk off for doing that. Fuck him. Hopefully no one shops there and then the business closes. That's the solution.
But unfortunately, there's enough bigots that it might get more business from those people.
Well, then what are you going to do? I mean,
not be in Indiana. Okay. They could just put a nuke right there.
Principle of it, Bobby.
We
need to pass a law.
People, adults should be able to do what they want.
There's only 3 states in the United States of America.
New York.
New Jersey and California.
That's right.
Everywhere else, who gives a fuck?
I agree. I'm from Jersey, so...
Yeah. Everybody else, wipe them out.
Yeah, I mean, I just think... I don't know. I think this is like... to make a law for it...
Hawaii's good, too. It's a great state. And Alaska.
But to make a law for it's stupid. And that governor's an idiot because he's... You know, you're just, like...
He killed himself politically also.
Yeah.
I mean, the backlash came from the president, came from this guy, came from that. Other states are saying they're going to boycott
him. I hope that goes on a German flight. You know what I'm talking about? Huh?
Yeah.
There's my thing that'll stop me from getting
But you know what, Brian Williams will be on the next plane and he'll save
it. Yeah, Brian Williams was on that German plane.
Hey, and he tried to save it.
I was on that plane.
I was on the plane.
When it went down.
He tried to save it, but he just parachuted out.
Yeah, and then I used the teleporter that scientist made, and I teleported myself out of it. I was on the crash site. I was there.
Yeah.
I was the pilot.
No, Brian Williams was there. I heard
Watch if Trevor Noah gets in so much trouble that he can't even start hosting the show that Brian Williams becomes the host.
Yeah, I'd believe that.
That would be like some Tyson's own shit that wouldn't even be surprising.
Well, you know who I thought was going to be? I thought for the Daily Show was going to either be Brian Williams or the other guy from Fox. What's his name? The guy that has the show on Fox for years. The big...
Bill O'Reilly?
Bill O'Reilly or Brian Williams would be co-host on that show.
I would never watch that.
I don't know. They said it was...
It would actually be more factually accurate than their current shows.
Yeah.
But no, not with them on it.
I don't want to watch the two of them.
I would love watching them just telling lies like Colonel McRae.
I
want
to watch a comedian do it.
Those people lie all day. They're doing his comedy.
I mean, that's
watching funny. Those two go at it. He had a lot of stories too, Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah.
He said he was at this guy's house, the guy with the gun, he committed suicide, everything. He was in another state, and a reporter was telling him the story.
Mm-hmm. Justin Bieber roast. Anyone watch
it? I watched
it. I didn't see
it. I thought he was a good sport.
I could see him being a good sport about
it. He was a good sport.
You don't agree to those things unless...
And also, I saw there, Hannibal Buress and Pete Davidson, the guys from New York, what we know, they do it on there, and they were great. Pete Davidson was great.
Yeah, Pete...
He was great. He blew some good lines on that guy.
I mean, he blew up.
It's nice to see that. I remember when he came around, he was 16 or something.
Yeah.
And Eric Hansen, I was going to say some sexual shit to him, and then Eric Hansen goes, the kid's 16. So I just walked away. I didn't say that to him. He's the only one guy. I never threatened to rape or anything.
He's told me before he's a big fan of the podcast. I assume he's too busy to listen to it now. But
yeah, that's
fine. No, listen. I'm glad for him.
Yeah.
Him and
I like to see people do good. He's a nice kid. So is Michael Che.
Yeah,
Michael Che's a great guy.
Ricky Velez. I like Ricky.
Oh, Ricky's great, too.
He's a sweet. They're all nice.
I did some things with Ricky, I think. And Julio Gallerati, I think.
Did some things?
I think so. I'm not going to put rumors out there. You know,
you just did.
Again. They literally came on the show to refute these rumors.
And then I kept doing it.
Bobby just keeps slipping them in.
Slipping them in. I don't know. I guess there's nothing. That. I didn't watch it. Neither did you, Bobby.
I didn't watch
it.
But that doesn't prevent us from having opinions.
Whatever.
It seems like the roasts do really well. They should have more roasts, and they should have more stand-up comedians on to get us more.
And then Ricky Velez is going to be up for a big show soon.
Those roasts help comedians, stand-up comedians, get exposure. I wish they would do more of those roasts.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what's going to happen with Ricky Velez? He's going to get put up to host a big show, and they're going to go... Well, no, I think he had sex with that Bobby Hart guy. We can't have both that show.
Jesus
Christ. Maybe Julio Gallerati. We can't get those guys.
God, you stop it.
And who else in Bobby Hart?
Whose reputation are you going to tarnish?
Speaking of destruction.
Well, they go, we can hire Ben. We don't bug out with fuck him.
Yes, that's going on my website. Not fucked by Bobby Haha. Big gold stamp of approval. Iran nuclear treaty negotiations reaching the final months or days or whatever. No, it's the
final day or two.
Yeah.
It's going to, I think, by tomorrow, by the 1st or something, by the end of the month. It's the 31st.
What?
I don't think Iran's doing anything wrong to people. Why can't they have, centrifuges or anything? I mean, as long as they're offering to have the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, what do you call that, those guys that,
the UN or whatever.
The Nuclear Atomic, Regulatory Commission, yeah. They have the guys come in and check it out, the scientists, to see what they're doing, to make sure it's not weapons grade. First of all, to make a nuclear weapon, you can make a nuclear weapon in your place, but you won't be able to fire it that'll hit the United States or anything, you understand?
Well, they launch it at Israel.
Okay, but Israel's got a whole bunch of nukes. They're not unarmed over there.
Yeah, but Israel's so small, you got a couple nukes.
What's so small? Listen, yeah, Israel can defend itself over there. They're the strongest country. They're stronger than the whole Middle East by themselves.
It's just all... It all
and I don't think Iran has been going... They don't go into other people's countries.
Their rhetoric is very...
Not anymore. That was the other guy, Ahmadinejad. Now, this guy here, the new guy that took over the president... He's very liberal-minded, I think. And he's trying to make concessions with the rest of the world.
Break it down real quick. Iran wants what?
No, they're wanting to make nuclear energy, so they need centrifuges, a certain amount. And they're saying they're willing to the negotiations, they're willing to have the people from the Nuclear Regulatory Commission come in and inspect them to make sure they're not making weapons. For like 10 or 20 years, they'll have a treaty with them so they can break the embargo on them, because this guy's realizing... It's hurting his people financially, and they're not doing as well. So he's like reforming the country's policies so they can have better things for the people of Iran. And I don't think that's a bad thing. I think it's a good thing.
The fear is
they're going to bomb Israel.
No, Netanyahu is a right wing.
That creating nuclear energy, it's an easy step between that and nuclear weapons. And what is it, 7 or 8 countries have nuclear weapons at this point?
Yeah.
Most are relatively...
China, stable. India, Pakistan, Israel, Germany, Russia, the United States is like 8 zillion.
Having nuclear weapons gets you access to certain club memberships, like the G8 committee and stuff like that. They don't want Iran, which has been known in the past to...
Be crazy
to get nuclear weapons.
Well, then no. Then they shouldn't get it.
If you have the inspectors there, there's no way that these guys... They can tell what weapons-grade stuff is being made.
Yeah, but then when they leave...
They're not leaving. They can tell what these things... They have sensors and stuff where these nuclear things have to be in certain places. No. They have to be made in certain... The places that have to hold these things. It's not easy shit. It's not easy to make nuclear weapons.
I agree, but I think they're
Pakistan's not the greatest, most stable country in the world. They got them.
They're not, but I feel
but they're like... But they're not firing at anybody.
I feel like there's ways around it that I just...
There's a lot of hatred in Pakistan.
I don't think it's a good idea. If you're...
I don't really think that Iran is, right now, has any rhetoric about blowing up Israel or anywhere else. They didn't say... Like, the one guy said something, but it had nothing to do with blowing up Israel.
I don't know. But
they don't like Israelis.
I can't...
Jews, but they don't... I haven't heard any rhetoric saying they want to blow them up or anything. I think they're actually trying to get into the world things because they want to help their own people by lifting these embargoes, not by starting stuff.
Yeah, I guess looking at that. I mean, I guess...
But they're getting, the people like have been rallying up the students and stuff there, the college students and everything, and they're trying to reform things so they can be more into the world. Like, I've seen a lot of progress in Iran.
What do you think, Ben? I don't know, because I mean, I guess I'm
the old Ayatollahs are going to start dying off, just like in China.
I can see both points.
If it's an honest, just nuclear. Although the figures aren't windmills better at this point for just energy.
Yeah,
purposes?
Why they want nuclear? Yeah,
well, Holland. If you got wooden shoes, they're better.
I'm saying
they can't do hydro energy because it's like too deserted.
Right, but windmills.
There's not wind. I don't know.
It's desert.
Why don't they just use? It's 2000.
No, but they need the nuclear energy does help.
But what
it's cheaper. It's cheaper.
It's short-term cheaper.
It's long-term. Cheaper. Well, you don't know if you got a Fujitsu. If you got it like the Japan with the Fujitsu.
You live in a fucking desert with miles and miles of nothing. Put the wind-generated fans, and there you go. Why can't we use? Because it's all money. This is the problem with this shit. It's all money. They could do wind power right now, all over the place, but no one wants to do it because it's money. Nuclear power is money.
Do you know what's the best system of energy? Germany.
They have a lot of windmills everywhere.
Not only the windmills, but the, what do you call it?
Solar
power.
Yeah, solar power in the desert would work well.
There's one city.
There's other options.
It's nuclear.
It'd be different if it's like you can't have any electricity or nuclear is the only two choices.
Yeah.
Or there's like...
There's one whole city in Germany that runs on like... For free, almost. No energy. Except for the initial cost of solar or whatever.
I think it's a reasonable rule that, yes, you should have electricity, but because your country has a history of kind of being crazy and starting wars...
Maybe we shouldn't give it...
We start more wars than that! What are we talking about?
But I'm saying, like...
Nobody's talking about
Ben's right. They live in a desert where the sun beats down. Just put solar panels everywhere. It's a fucking desert. There's a desert of nothing. It's nothing there. It's a desert. So in the desert, put panels. In a desert where nothing's being used. And you fucking fire that to do energy. But they're not going to do it because some jerk-off piece of shit politician in Iran wants to make fucking... wants to make $200,000 a year, and he knows he can fucking get paid off way more money to get paid off for a nuclear fucking
thing. Nuclear plant probably costs $500 million or a bill. I don't know.
Oh, he's getting fucking $2 million.
Right, and they got to kick back to the Ayatollahs and everybody else, and the mullahs and all that kind of stuff.
It's all
mullah for the mullahs.
Yeah, it's all fucking money.
It's a good T-shirt. You should do that T-shirt. It's a good T-shirt. Mullah for the mullahs.
Yeah, mullah for the mullahs. But you know, I know a lot of Iranian people and Persian people, and they're good people.
It's never the people, it's the fucking government. Yeah,
but when you do these embargoes and stuff, you're hurting the people.
Yeah, I just don't think they need nuclear. There's wind energy you can use and solar in this day and age of 2015. Why do we still have to rely on fucking nuclear and fossil fuels? It's because of money. It's because of these fat pieces of shit in charge.
Well, they've just said it. They said there could be free energy all over the world because Tesla.
Yeah.
And they ruined it. They burned it down. They said the guy was crazy and all kinds of shit.
Yeah.
Because they owned all the copper.
That's why those people in charge that are the ones that are stopping us from doing this
so they can make money
should be murdered. I'm serious. They should be killed.
That's what's going to get you in trouble.
I don't care. Good. It should be a civil war because this is what we need. They should be... Okay, fine. I retract my statement. In my opinion, they should be taken out of power.
Right.
And then we should be taken out
of power. We should elect people...
With aggressive force!
No!
Knives in our hands!
Yeah, but knives are going to do something against the United States.
I don't know. In my opinion, they should be taken
out
of
power. Y'all have a drone coming.
We should take them out of power with kindness.
Yeah. Exactly. With kindness. All armed with kindness.
No, but it's like, listen, you got to do it the right way. The best way is, don't take things on credit. Ruin the banks, because they're the ones that control everything.
Never get high off your own supply. Whatever things are you going to do, biggie, that's why
I told my kids, buddy, don't get high off your own supply, and snitches get stitches.
Give a crackhead credit, forget it. Come on, are you just going to go through all the ten crack commandments?
No, there's no crack commandments. First of all, a comedian said that years ago, in the 1980s, I think it was. I forget his name. He's the first one to come out with that. Don't get high on your own supply.
Richard Pryor, perhaps?
No, it wasn't Richard Pryor. Richard Pryor did a lot of stuff. He talked to a fucking heart attack. How great was that? He talked to not a person, place, or thing. It was an event he was talking to when he talked to his heart attack on stage.
It was the best.
He was up there. Him and Rodney. I love Rodney.
Two more topics and we can end this marathon of
show. No, we're not going to do a marathon today. We're going to go further because we're going to give the people a good show. TJ Del Rito, he's here to fucking... He don't care. He got nothing better to do anyway. The guy's going to go home and play video games. What do you think he's going to do? That's when he goes home and plays video games. That's his sport.
Play Far Cry 4.
Yeah, he's going to play... with the cars there.
Oh, Jesus, you're going to be a nightmare on the show Thursday.
Don't have him on the show.
No, I'm going to be on there. I'm going to do my homework.
Repeat it is.
No, I'm going to do my homework, and I'm going to learn. I'm going to go home right now.
He's going to play World of War 5.
It's
even a game. It's three-fourths of the name of a game.
You missed Warcraft.
What?
World of Warcraft.
World of Warcraft, yeah, that's one.
There's not a fifth one.
Mario Brothers, Super Mario Brothers.
Oh my god, this is gonna be a nightmare.
Space Invaders.
just retract your invitation.
How about no, you can't. Space Invaders.
It's too late.
Space Invaders.
I'm actually excited to see what happens.
It's at Brooklyn Bowl is where he tapes it. two
Listen,
topics. That's
Farmville. Is that a game too?
God damn it.
You should just have him do a segment called Old People Pretending to Know Video Games.
That's a good one, man.
I can bet
Robert Kraft, Patriots owner, who was previously bullied by President Vladimir Putin of his Super Bowl ring, is testifying at the Aaron Hernandez murder trial.
Oh, God.
Well, Aaron Hernandez is guilty as shit. He killed a few people.
Allegedly and probably.
Allegedly. They got the gun and everything.
A football player murdered one of his friends over some bullshit. Where it's like.
So he thought the friend was going to snitch on him on the other murder.
He destroyed.
So he killed the guy. He took him out to a place. He shot him.
There's a gun missing. He tried to destroy his video security surveillance.
Right. You see him going into the house with the gun?
He was the last guy seen with him. The guy who got murdered, like, texted his sister. Like, I'm with you.
No, his sister. He texted his sister and said. Or I think it's his sister, yeah. And he texts her and says, yeah, I'm with this guy, he's taking me somewhere.
You know who.
But you know who, which is Hernandez, because that's just the guy.
Why did he just say Hernandez?
I think he did say it. I don't know if it was you know who.
But whatever. I don't know.
Or the NFL guy.
He looks guilty as shit.
Oh, no, he is guilty as shit.
Anyway, the Patriots.
And he's got the other murder, too. That he did the car, the shooting in the street. When he shot the other guy, come out of nightclub.
He's been known to have violent tendencies. Hilariously, he was Tim Tebow's roommate.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
and I was in a sketch that J.L. Tebow did about Tim and Aaron for like a fake CBS sitcom.
No, that's what happens when you get introduced to religion. You go out and kill people.
Is that what happened?
Yeah, he listened to Tim Tebow preach all the time. He went crazy, killed people.
Wait, is Tebow the guy who does that boxing thing?
No, Tebow was the quarterback that used to do the Tebowing, which is get down and pray like this.
He was the quarterback who was always talking about his Christianity.
Right, he was a virgin and everything else.
Be a virgin and all.
Yeah, so what happened was he was probably preaching to this guy so much, the guy went nuts and just started to kill people.
That would be hilarious if that was the reason.
That was the reason.
I think it's because his dad got gunned down when he was like 15.
No, the reason was Tim Tebow kept preaching a Jesus bullshit to him, and the guy killed himself.
Yeah, why? Maybe he didn't kill the guy. Maybe he didn't kill his friend. Maybe he like pretended to kill his friend. His friend just had like debt and wanted to disappear.
No, Jesus killed him. The devil did.
Anyway, the reason I put this on, the thing I thought was interesting is it's quoted that Robert Kraft, the owner, said that Hernandez, the football player, did not kill the guy. It's like, yeah, when are you going to tell your employer, no, yeah, I'm totally guilty? Like, that's going to be, what's the point of that testimony?
That's a stupid testimony.
No, but he has to say it if the guy did tell him that. Of course the guy's going to tell him that.
Yeah, who's going to say, no, yeah, I killed him.
Oh, some people will.
Hey, boss, I can't come in.
I would.
I killed one of my friends.
I would.
I'm still
dealing with
this Clorox situation.
Ben Rosenfeld? Yes, I did. They'll probably give me, like, the Presidential Medal of Freedom or something. And Putin would give me a medal, too, over there in Russia.
Speaking of presidents, Marco Rubio, senator from Florida, soon to be announcing his Republican candidacy for president.
Oh, here's another one.
Remember the time he was at the water? He was choking on the water and everything?
He's slightly less insane than Ted Cruz. I've seen him on The Daily Show a couple times.
No, he has more sense.
He still has to say crazy shit because he's a Republican, but he seems at least
slightly... No, he has more sense than Ted Cruz. Yeah. Ted Cruz is...
Who's the running Democrat?
Hillary Clinton. Who do you think? I got the t-shirt at home already.
Hillary?
Of course it's Hillary.
And she's not going
to... She's not the nominee yet, but she's
going
to
run.
I want her to be in office, but I think after we have a black president, I think everyone's going to need a white... All the racists need a white, clean slate, and then they're going to go back to a woman next
time. They had a white slate. Where do you think Obama was?
Yeah.
Well. But you think he's black? Black? Yeah, right.
But you know what I mean. In order to have a woman president, I think that would be awesome, and I'd rather have a Democrat in, but they're not going to give us two Democrats in a row.
Yes, they are.
Well, it's been rotating where it's always 8 years of one bullshit, then 8 years of the other bullshit back and forth.
How about another Bush?
Put the other Bush.
Well, out of Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, and Jeb Bush, he's not that bad of an option. Out of those three, if those are the only.
You go to the Bushes, the grandfather, Prescott Bush, stole Geronimo's skull, put a skull and bones and everything.
Fucking crazy. What?
Did you know that? Yes, he did. You know that, right, Ben?
Geronimo's.
He stole Geronimo. What they say? They found Geronimo's where they buried Geronimo. They stole his skull and the bones, and they put it in the skull and bones in Yale University. And then they said, no, it wasn't that. They showed like a kid's skull and bones, but they got it in there. Of course they did. It was a big joke to them. Fuck? They're frat boys. It's a big frat. You can't blame them. I would like to have Geronimo's skull too.
That's my ancestor.
Geronimo?
I'm Apache. My grandfather was Apache.
I thought you were Sioux.
Native American, you mean?
I thought you were born
Italian. I thought you were Italian.
My mom's Italian. My grandfather was Apache and my grandmother was Spanish. So I'm Italian, Spanish, and Apache.
And I'm the last of the Mohicans. Get the fuck out of here.
What do you mean? That's what it is.
You ain't no
Del
fucking
Reno
American,
is not an Italian name. Luciano is my mom's
name. You're okay.
Del Reno, of it's Reno, like of Spanish. The river. Yeah. Of the river. Yeah.
Del Reno's Spanish. It's Mexican.
People think it's Italian because
it's Mexican. It ain't Indian.
Yeah.
You would definitely know Apache, my friend.
You'd probably get famous. If you just made a TJ Del Taco, you'd probably. That would help your career.
I thought about that already.
Sitting Bull was a bad dude, too.
Sitting Bull?
And Crazy Horse. Oof.
Hey, it was crazy.
He was in the Wild Bill Hickok show, too.
I don't know. I'd rather have. We're not going to get another Democrat, but I'd rather have Democrats, and we're not going to get it.
Hillary Clinton, I just.
They're not going to put a black president followed by a woman president. All liberals would love that, but it's not going to happen.
I really don't like Hillary.
Why?
She just viscerally bothers me. Viscerally just.
I don't know. I don't want a psycho fucking.
She might have a snappy pussy.
I don't want.
Yeah, but only other women would know about it.
Nice. I don't want a friggin'.
The daughter came out pretty good.
I don't want a psychopath, like Christian Catholic president. Ted Daniels sounds like a nutcase. I don't need. We don't need that shit.
The religious people. No religion. This country's supposed to be. Non-denominational, church state.
Yeah,
but now they want these religious things and that. Get the fuck. This is good Christian thing. They used to have you put your hand on the Bible in court.
Ted Daniels gets in office. I'll bet you $50 he tries to go back. Ted Cruz. If he goes in office, he'll try to take back the gay marriage. Watch him go and try to retract gay marriage. I'll bet you money.
He's not. There's no shot of Ted Cruz getting elected to anything, except in Texas or Mississippi.
They said George Bush wouldn't get elected twice. What happened?
Well, he didn't get elected the first time.
Well, they kind of stole it.
He stole the first time, but you know. He stole the first time. They go, well, if he stole it, he must be smart somehow. And then they put him in and he goes, we must. What did he say about chaos? We must. Fuck. No, I suck.
You do. Yeah, I know you're going to come up with something intelligent or something. You're making us look bad with your fucking bullshit. With your video game bullshit.
He's doing great.
He's both that.
Please don't have Bobby on Thursday. You don't want us twice in the same week on the same...
Oh, I'm going to be on Thursday. I'm already...
It's going to get hijacked.
I already did the contract.
Oh, he says it will take time to restore chaos. That's what George Bush said.
Just send an Asian boy to his apartment at like 3 o'clock, then he'll be busy till 9.
I know
9.
Ben's going to send me a text for real and be like, please don't have Bobby on the show.
I don't mind Bobby on. I'm not going to actively campaign against Bobby like Bobby did to me when we had a club owner on the show.
Oh, Jesus. Who was the club owner?
Doesn't matter.
Al Martin. He said I campaigned against him. No.
But the whole show, Bobby's just yelling at Al. Ben's not fucking funny. I don't know why you use him. On and on and on.
Listen, I don't do that thing. Al being good friends for years. The thing is this.
I haven't been on the Avails line since.
I'm not going to say why, but ain't Bobby Hodge doing. Put it that way.
Just a coincidence.
You know what they say in the Bible, right? You reap what you sow if you're Bible guys out there.
Oh, my God.
You're like a priest too, you know. I've read the Bible.
Funny.
I've read the whole thing.
Oh, user tweets and then we will get out of here.
No. You know what I saw the other night too? Lewis Mitchell. Hopefully he said to try to get off to come for our 100th anniversary special.
My couch only seats so many people, Bobby.
Well, give him some chairs and put him up in here.
How loud do you have to talk with that thing far? Is this bad?
It's better if you're closer, it'll... Right. It's too late now. You asked an hour and a half.
Yeah, while he's sitting on my lap. Yeah. Well, people at home getting together right
now. We got one tweet this week from at TJ Del Reno. That's you, 50 minutes ago. At Danny LaBelle, miss your bro, the PA pod talking about you.
Yeah. That's the only tweet.
That's the only
Danny LaBelle is very good to gay people.
Danny has now started to follow us. So
and he's very good to gay people.
Thank you for getting us when you follow.
He called me in the middle of the night to tell me that. He's very good. He's friends with gay people.
Oh, nice. He didn't follow me back at all. I just followed him. He ain't going to do it.
He's Orthodox. He's Orthodox, said Danny LaBelle.
Yeah.
Because he may even ask his girlfriend to marry him. He's engaged now. Oh, he asked her to marry him in Israel by the... Wailing Wall or something over there.
Do you have any plugs before we get out of here? Not Bobby type
plug. I got a plug. We're going to send Ben on a kibbutz.
You can follow me at Twitter at TJ Del Reno and follow my radio show Unlimited Lives at Unlimited SXM. This Thursday we stream live, so you guys.
Oh, it's live.
We stream live, and then we.
And who you guys guest this Thursday?
Bobby and Ben.
Oh, both of us. Both. You got the Passive Aggressive Podcast.
I mean, it makes
coming
sense.
To what's the name of your show?
I'm so sorry. It makes sense.
To the TJ Del Reno show.
It makes sense.
We're talking video games.
Yeah.
Galaga and all that stuff.
It will be an interesting episode to see who knows less about video games, me or Bobby.
That's true.
Well, I'm gonna do my homework before I go to show, like I do all the time. I do my homework before I go to show. Wednesday, so from Wednesday on, I'm gonna be just looking at all the video games, playing them and everything.
Nice. And then I also have a web series that I think I told you guys, withfriendslikethese.com. So it's
so you're copying from like Words with Friends.
Please, I don't even want to get into the
name. I'm gonna sue you.
No,
if I was with Words with Friends, I'm gonna sue you.
When we made the show,
but I don't even know what Words with Friends
no,
is.
No, but when we,
I know Alec Baldwin got they called him off a plane.
When we made the show, and then we were like figuring out the name of the show. At been doing comedy for 10 years, I know. It's if you make a name of a show and you Google it, you should be able to find it instantly. And when they named the show With Friends Like These, I said immediately, hey guys, someone Google that to make sure that it's not a thing that exists all over. There is 40 search things that come up before our show. Songs, podcasts, episodes of famous TV shows. I'm like, I told you guys. So now
well, you should have done what I did with my show. Go to the Writers Guild.
Yeah, I should.
And get it done. And that's what I did.
Well, you can find it.
I think the takeaway for you, TJ, is with friends like those, do your own Google searches.
Yeah, I agree.
So right, called, exactly. Yeah. There you go, Ben.
It's called With Friends Like
We got intellectual humor here. This is Ben. What do you think? We got a Caltech guy here. We don't have bullshit like you on your show.
Bullshit.
You pseudo-intellectuals over there.
Well, that's true.
We're going to go there and show you some real pseudo-intellectuals.
All right. Find it. For comedian Bobby Haha, comedian TJ Del Reno, I'm comedian Ben Rosenfeld. We'll see you next week.
See ya.